Hey Saints, it's Ray with Divine Jams Gospel Network, your Christian music marketing promoter. Welcome back to another enlightening episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the world of gospel music marketing, specifically focusing on the importance of branding and image. We'll be discussing an insightful article from the news blog at divinejams.com titled The Importance of Branding and Image in Gospel Music Marketing. But before we begin, I want to remind all our listeners to like, follow, and comment on our podcast. We certainly appreciate your support and value your input. If you have any questions or requests for a specific topic about marketing gospel music, please don't hesitate to let us know, okay? So stay tuned. We'll get started right after this.
You're now tuned in to Divine Jams Podcast, bringing you inspiration and talented artists and the story behind the music. Founder of Divine Jams Gospel Network and your host, Brother Ray.
In the competitive landscape of the music industry, gospel artists need more than just talent and a powerful voice to succeed. And I'm pretty sure most artists probably acknowledge that by now. You know, most artists develop a strong brand and carefully cultivate their image, but this article we'll be discussing today about exploring on the significance of branding and image in gospel music marketing and how artists can effectively craft a compelling brand that resonates with their audience and set them apart, okay? The first step in building a compelling brand is defining your brand identity. This involves identifying and expressing the essence of who you are as an artist and what you represent. So let's take a look at some key considerations for shaping your brand identity. Clearly, articulating your mission and values as a gospel artist is essential, right? What message do you want to convey through your music should be a question you ask yourself. You should also ask yourself, what are your core beliefs and principles, right, for your artists or for your artistic journey? Define your mission and values, okay? This will help you establish a solid foundation for your brand. Another crucial aspect of branding is determining your unique selling proposition. This is the distinctive element, right, that sets you apart from any other gospel artist. It's what makes your music and style different. What is the special offer you bring to your audience? Identifying your unique special proposition helps you carve out your niche in the industry. There are several unique selling propositions that gospel artists can consider, and I want to suggest some that we researched that you may find interesting. One, fusion of genres. Now, with fusion of genres, the gospel artist can incorporate elements of other genres, such as jazz, hip-hop, reggae, or R&B into their music. You're creating a distinctive sound that appeals to a broader audience. Two, authentic storytelling. Artists can focus on sharing personal stories of faith, redemption, and triumph, allowing their audience to connect with their music on a deeper emotional level. Three, cultural fusion. By infusing their music with cultural elements from different backgrounds, artists can create a unique blend that celebrates diversity and unity, appealing to a wide range of listeners. 4, experimental instrumentation. Gospel artists can explore unconventional instruments or experiment with different sounds and textures, adding a fresh and distinctive sonic quality to their music. Collaborations, partnering with artists from different genres or featuring guest vocalists, can create exciting collaborations and bring a unique flavor to your music and attract new listeners. 6, incorporating spoken word or poetry. 7, innovative production techniques. Now, in addition to unique musical styles, here are some suggested special offerings that gospel artists can bring to their audience. 1, inspirational live performances. 2, outreach and community involvement. 3, personal connection and fans. 4, music with a message. 5, inspirational merchandise. Now remember, these are just suggestions, right? And merely something that we looked up to research on things that you can start from or build from. And then, you know, use your own twists, use your own imagination and your own style, what you want to put into the offering things to your audience. And, you know, each gospel artist has their own unique talents, right, and experience. So, you know, your inspiration is going to be different from one person to another. The key is to stay true to one's own voice and vision while finding innovative ways to just connect with your audience. Okay. Your visual identity and image play a specific role in gospel music branding. They provide a visual representation of your brand and create an immediate impression of your audience. So let's explore some of these key aspects of visual identity and image. First, you want to develop a professional logo and artwork that visually represents your brand. Your logo should be versatile and easily recognizable, while your artwork should align with your brand's aesthetics and convey the emotions and themes of your music. Investing in high quality promotional photography is so crucial. I just can't say that enough, that if you really want to grasp the attention, you know, that first impression is the last impression type of thing there. Get you some great photography images, and I think you will be on a very good start. Now, of course, you do have these many different various. I'm not a photographer, so I may not even get the language correct when I'm trying to describe what I'm trying to describe. But, you know, the old TV style images or the black and white style, you have those type of images. Then you have the modern up to date color images. Yeah, you have to just find what works for you and your story. But regardless, you know, a good photographer can help you really get some good images and help you tell your story, right? These images will be used across various platforms and promotional materials, so they should reflect your brand identity and resonate with your target audience. You want to maintain consistency, right, in your visual elements, because that's essential. This includes, like I said, your color palette, typography, and overall style. So the consistency helps reinforce your brand identity, and it creates a cohesive visual experience, in my opinion, and for your audience. So it's important to ensure that all your visual elements align with your brand and convey a unified message. Now, let's shift to focusing to create an authentic connection with your audience, which is crucial in gospel music branding. Authenticity is key when it comes to connecting with your audience. They want to connect with the real you and your genuine message. So how can you achieve authenticity in your branding? Well, one effective strategy, again, is storytelling. I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, but storytelling to me is so I think it's so beneficial for artists. I really believe so. I think that's why we always focus on content marketing as well, because we try to get artists to bring a story close to their music so that people can really envision and imagine what that song means to the artist. You know, oftentimes it's hard to really understand where the artist visually, mentally, psychologically was at when they began to first perhaps write the song and then record the song. So that storytelling is the opportunity for artists to bring us as the listeners and the audience into your world. It's like the icebreaker. It's like the opening act. I want you to understand, envision the things that I've dealt with, the things that I've seen, the prophetic message that was given to me. You're trying to paint a picture before we even listen to the song, so that when we hear the song, oh my God, we can say, now we get it. You know what I'm saying? Now we get it. So that transparency and vulnerability is important. Be open and vulnerable with your audience. Showcase your challenges, your triumphs, your growth. This allows us, the audience, to relate to you on a deeper level and foster that sense of authenticity, right? So building a strong connection with your audience goes beyond authenticity. Let's explore some strategies to engage effectively with your listeners. First, utilize the social media platforms. And we wrote a specific article, and I also did a podcast on that. It might be right before this one. I can't say which number this one is right now because I don't know what it's going to be. And I don't know what the one is, the number before this one. So, but anyway, it's a social media episode. And it talks about things that I'm about to express now when it comes to expressing your information on social media. Utilizing the social media platforms basically to connect with your audience. Regularly post engaging content, share updates about your music, and respond to comments and messages. The social media provides that direct line, basically, of communication, and it's free. Or it could be free if you use it that way, but it also can be paid so that you can reach a larger and bigger audience more faster. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes, you know, you just want to do the free thing. It all depends on where you at with the promotion, how far you want to go, and basically what your target audience is and, you know, exactly what the game plan is. So, but anyway, this allows you to build a relationship with your fan. Another powerful way to engage with your audience is through the live performance and concerts. You guys do know that you don't literally have to be in a public atmosphere to do a live concert, right? We can do this online now through technology. I don't know if you guys, you know, have Twitch or visit Twitch. I've seen many performances done on Twitch. That's a social media platform where people are performing all the time at home, at various locations, you know, in the studio. But it seems to be very popular in these days with performances. So I would check that out if I were you guys and see what the fee is, if there is any fee. That part I have not really checked out. So that's something that I will have to follow up with you on that. But Twitch is something that I do see that's very popular in these days. But again, if that's not where your mass media target audience is, then yeah, we may not want to, you know, start off there. We might want to test it out a little bit before we do a big performance there, right? Just test it out, because if your main target audience right now is on Facebook, or if it's on, you know, Instagram or wherever, then of course, you're going to focus where that main target audience is and check out the other platforms as you have that time. But the events provide an opportunity for the direct interaction and a chance to deepen your connection with your fans. So consider organizing, you know, that intimate concert or participating in the gospel music festivals to engage with a broader audience. Let's talk about partnership and collaborations. This can also be a significant role in amplifying your brand reach and enhancing your credibility as a gospel artist. Collaborating with other gospel artists or musicians who share similar values and musical styles can create powerful collaborations that attracts new audiences and expand your reach. So if you are a singer-songwriter and you do mostly singing and you feature a rapper on your song to do a couple of, you know, chops, verses, et cetera, then guess what? Now you got two target audience. You got your traditional singing audience, and then now you got a hip hop rap audience. So now when you're doing your marketing campaigns, you got two different audience to expand your reach. Not only that, you got that featured artist on your platform audience, vice versa. They have your audience, and you guys can expand your target audience and perhaps get more views, get more downloads, spins, shares, etc. But by joining forces, you can create something truly unique and impactful. So definitely do that. And just be very clear and sure on who you want to collaborate with. Try to see if it's a good fit, etc. Additionally, seek partnerships with influencers and brands that align with your brand values. Divine Jams, we've been offering collaborations with artists for years, decades. But I'm not so sure that many of you guys have seen it or invested the time to try it out. But we've given the opportunity for those who are typically songwriters that normally write to write for us. You can, you know, use the storyline, like I was saying before, the behind the story information as an article on our website. And there you go. You got free, you know, content marketing right then and there. Now, I'll be honest with you. You have to have at least 600 words. It can't be that type of salesy type of, you know, story where you just basically trying to sell your music, because that's really no value. And listeners, again, and readers can read right through that, and they will see that you're not being authentic, and they probably won't invest more time reading into it. But if you have a subject topic, right, that literally coincide with the song and the story behind the song, and you give some real valuable information, okay, then now we going somewhere, and we will take at least one hyperlink that you can have a link back to whatever landing page or resource that will complement that particular story. But we have that available. It's if you go to the footer of divinejams.com and look where it says write for us, you'll click on that link and it'll take you right there and give you the information you need to try to create your article. I mean, it's free, right? So that's a easy way to partner with us and save money at the same time. It's important to remember that consistency in your branding efforts is crucial, right? It's very crucial that you're consistent. The reason why I say that is because if you don't keep up that momentum or a pattern of being consistent, you'll lose your audience. Sometimes you have to start all over again. So try to be consistent. And also for search engines, popularity, you want to stay relevant in search engines. So you're going to have to consistently keep, you know, pushing out some content. But you should also, you know, allow for evolution and growth, right? As an artist, you need to adapt to the changing trends while staying true to your core brand value. So be informed as much as you can about the industry trends and adapt your branding strategies accordingly. While maintaining these specific core brand values, be open too to exploring the new styles and approaches that resonate with your audience. Embrace the evolution as an artist, you know, and ensure that your branding aligns with your current artistic direction, right? Crafting that final everlasting brand identity in the gospel music industry. Okay, by defining, we're basically going to conclude everything here by defining your brand identity, creating a compelling visual identity, fostering your authentic connections with your audience, and exploring partnerships and collaborations. You can establish a lasting brand that resonates with your target audience, and it can set you apart. So, you know, keep that in mind. Also, I want you guys to be open. Try to not stay into a tunnel vision. I used to do that a lot, so I know what I'm talking about when it comes to tunnel vision. You know, I'm just focused on this certain parameter, and you can't get me out of that scope, right? I'm locked in. But that's not always good. You know, sometimes it is, but it's not always good. But anyway, that brings us to the end of the episode, folks. And we hope you found, or at least I hope you found, our discussion on the importance of branding and image in gospel music marketing inspire and informative. But don't forget to like our podcast, please, and comment, if you will, with any question or request for a future topic. I certainly, again, value your feedback and suggestion. And remember, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So keep seeking, you know, that knowledge, keep seeking truth to your values and mission, and trusting God guidance as you navigate the music industry. I'm Ray signing off. God bless. I pray this be an inspiration.